This is CliffCentral.com.
It's fair about out there. Just working hard for their money.
That's right.
After getting how they live. Doing what they got to do to make ends meet. It's the American dream. The almighty dollar.
I work hard for my money.
Listen to Sia raving like
that. You've had a free workout.
All right, Anthea, how are you?
I see a music video for this now.
Yeah. See, I don't
whole
know
music video.
With
if
money.
It's the song or if it's Sia dancing that I love more. I think I'm going to go with Sia dancing. That was pretty cool, Sia.
All right. So, Ms. Gardner, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. I feel like I should be seeing it so cold. My word. I don't like this cold
You haven't
weather.
Done a French trip this year yet. When do you usually do it?
Normally this time, August.
Is it because the economy is so dire at the moment?
The economy is shit. Yeah. Actually, all my friends are in France at the moment, so it's a little bit depressing. I'm off for a couple of days in 2 weeks' time, though. I don't think I'll make it to France. I'm undecided. But I have to go to London for work, so.
Okay.
2 weeks' time, you'll probably not see me.
So we'll have Martin or Henry or
Saleo or Saleo, yeah, one of the boys. Or Sarah Shaw, who got engaged last week.
Hey.
Yeah.
Happy for her.
Mm-hmm. On the Isle of Capri, as you do.
Casually. Gosh.
You know some very, very satisfied people.
Casually.
We're not doing this life thing right.
Where do we begin on a Monday morning? What should we start with?
Friday. So,
all right.
Yeah, it wasn't great on Friday. The market was down about 0.75%. Although for the week, we ended just over 0.5% higher. For the year, we're now about 2% up on the JSE. There really was absolutely no news, no company news to drive markets on Friday. So it really was all about global markets. And global markets really were just muted, dull, very dull. I think a couple of things. So first of all, the G20, like no one's enjoying that. And then secondly, it's boring, right? And then secondly,
unless you're a protester in Hamburg.
Oh, yes, of course.
Then you can burn something. Then the G20 is worth your while.
Absolutely, yeah. Then there's fun and games. And then central bankers are now starting to talk about tapering properly. So Japan's doing it. The ECB are
what
doing
does that mean?
It.
What is tapering?
So they're going to stop liquidity injection. They're going to stop holding up the market by pumping cash into it. So you know, so what's happened with the bond market before during GFC, the government just printed money, pumped quantitative easing basically, pumped money into the system, bought a whole lot of bonds. And the idea was that as they threw money into the system and they were buying bonds, holding on to the bonds, they pushed bond yield up, that the money would flow into the economy. The problem, of course, was that it didn't actually flow into the economy. It got stuck in the banking system. And that's why the recovery has been so slow. But there is recovery. And so now they're saying, that's it. We're going to stop buying bonds. We're going to reduce our balance sheet. And, well, you're going to just have to survive on your own. Basically, they're weaning us off.
How long did it take them to figure out this wasn't working? Aren't these supposed to be smart people?
Well, we're 2017, now 8 years.
Okay, that's a hell of a long time for the rest of us to be paying for your lesson.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. It is, actually. I tell you what, the thing is that they were worried about, or what they thought would happen, is that there would be inflation in the system because you're now pumping money into the system. And actually, that hasn't happened either. And in the U.S., we've spoken about this so many times, is that they're looking for 2% inflation. And actually, last week, inflation was a little bit lower. Mm. And so, again, you know, they're worried about what's going in. We'll talk about U.S. non-farm payrolls in a minute. But generally, this tapering, and if you remember in 2012, I think it was, the market had something called a taper tantrum. So the central bankers were doing exactly what they're doing now. They're saying, right, we're going to stop supporting this economy. We're going to stop pumping cash into it. And the market went crazy. Like, it plummeted. And all investors were saying, no, the economies are not ready. You still need to give us our drug. You need more cash in the system. And the markets fell. And so the central bankers gave in and started pumping money back into the economy. And now I think they're just going to do it slowly. But you can see that they're talking about it and that markets are coming off. And that's pretty much where we were on Friday. I mean, emerging markets were under quite a bit of pressure. The MI6, which is the Russian benchmark index, was down 70 basis points and probably the worst performer in emerging markets. And then on top of that, we had resources really under a lot of pressure. So our resource index was down about a percent. Silver on Friday morning stopped trading. It had what we call a flash crash.
Silver?
Yeah. I know, because we actually still trade silver.
Because vampires, obviously.
Yes, of course. I was wondering what else you would use silver for.
Because it's really just for vampires and family heirlooms that you would use to pour tea for very, very special guests.
You see, people only notice something once it's a problem. The vampire situation is nicely under control. Thank you, silver market.
Well, there you go then. And that's why no one's buying silver anymore, because the vampire problem is under control. Anyway,
sounds as good a reason as to pump money into the system to artificially create bond yields.
Liquidity.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. So silver dropped 10% and stopped trading because a $25 million trade went through the market.
Who was buying all that silver?
Or selling. Yeah. I think it was selling. Yes, that's vampires. Why they pushed it down, because nobody wants silver anymore. And nobody takes photos or prints photos anymore, because that's what they used to use silver for.
Uh-huh.
Gold, also
silver
under...
Silver nitrate.
Yep.
It's a photoreactor.
Oh, look at you. I'm worried you're going to give me the, you probably already know the chemical symbol, right?
Well, of course. Ag is for silver. NO3.
Oh, there you go.
Nitrate.
I thought you were going to give me the weight as well.
What do you mean the weight?
What do they call it?
The molecular weight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it now.
Okay.
That would be showing off.
Yeah, no, that would just be ridiculous.
I know it, but I'm just not going to tell you now.
Okay, and then gold fell as well on Friday, and oil was down, and worse still, platinum last week was under a lot of pressure. So all these commodities. Platinum, though, was an interesting one because it was driven down after Volvo Cars, so not AB Volvo, which is a different company, by the way. Volvo Cars, which is actually Chinese-owned, said that by 2019 they were going to stop producing cars that use catalytic converters. So there goes the platinum market. They were going to move into electric cars, and by 2025 all their cars they manufacture would be electric cars.
That makes a lot of sense. Catalytic converters cost a lot of money because platinum is expensive.
Yeah, and I think it's just a matter of... because China has such a huge pollution problem that they're moving away from
fossil fuels.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, at least that's smart.
They built an enormous solar farm. I saw it on the internet.
In the shape of a panda.
In the shape of a panda. That's the coolest thing ever. As you fly over it, it's a giant panda. But it's a solar farm.
Only the Chinese can do that.
So cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Bizarre.
All right. So we've talked about silver and gold and platinum. We sound like metallurgists.
Okay. Right. So of course, our market, our resources were down 1% on the back of that. Our gold shares, Anglo Gold was down almost 4% on Friday. Yeah. Really bad. Really, there wasn't much company news, but there was one company, the JSE, on Friday that said they're going into cost-cutting measures.
Uh-oh.
They're going to save, or they're planning to save, 170 million rand in the next 2 years. And they're going to retrench 60 out of the 400-odd people they employ.
Wow.
Yeah, so the move really, and the JSE, you know, it's one of the shares we really love because it's such a great cash cow, it's a monopoly, although there are a few new exchanges, probably two new exchanges that come to light recently, but the JSE really does dominate, and they're way ahead of the curve in terms of technology, processing power, just everything. And so they said they're going to cut back on their technology spend. And I think people were a bit worried. You know, when did they report results? At the beginning of this year or the end of last year, where their results weren't that great. I mean, they're still a decent dividend payer. I think it's about 3.5% dividend yield at the moment. But, of course, that share will come under pressure when you see this happen. To be expected, I guess. And they said, of course, they said, like every other company in South Africa, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah. Well, listen, I suppose everybody's been trying their best to cut costs.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Oh. That's
there we go.
That escalated quickly.
Descended.
Everyone's trying to cut costs, clearly, because that's the best way to immediately improve your profit margins.
And you really don't have a choice, right? Because you're not seeing the growth. You're not seeing the revenue increase. So you
Hell
have
no.
to cut costs.
Yeah. yeah. No, no. It's very – it's difficult.
Okay. And then some good news. There is good news.
Thank heavens.
In the U.S.
What do we got?
Non-farm payrolls in the U.S. came in at 222,000 when they were expecting 179,000. And, you know, on Thursday we were talking about ADP numbers, which is also an employment number. And it was so bad. It came in at 158,000 when we were expecting 178, I think, or somewhere around there.
All right.
So this is a great number. Unfortunately, the unemployment rate rose to 4.4% from 4.3% the month before. But it's actually not because the new jobs weren't being created, but because more people were looking for jobs. And actually, strangely enough, that's a positive sign. It means that people are showing confidence in the labor market in the U.S. So again, I guess we're pretty much on track for the U.S. to continue raising interest rates, even though unemployment and inflation was a bit disappointing on Friday. But at least they're creating, again, over 220,000 jobs. I mean, I tell you what, I think, you know, we talk about a lot about Trump and the Trump trade or the Trump
Tell
dump
us about
as
that.
It's become. I think he's going to start scoring own goals because initially, you know, we were all excited about him. He was the... the business person, right? The business president. And he had all these ideas about how he was going to create jobs in America, how he's going to increase production, how he was going to tax importing. Mm-hmm. But he's really done none of it. And at the G20, he's really just showing himself to be a bit, what's the word I'm looking
well,
for?
Well, he's like a hollow drum.
He's a hollow drum. He's a bit antisocial as well. People really don't like him.
Antisocial. Those 4 a.m. tweets have got to stop. Someone's got to clamp down on that. Give him a toy phone or something.
Absolutely.
It's a very bad idea. Let this guy carry on the way that he is. It's doing massive damage. You know, at least
just have somebody vet it. Like,
oh, he please
even check the spelling.
Who? I mean, the only person with him at that time is, and she's probably not.
Val Pottinger have got vacancies for clients at the moment.
Okay, yeah. Good point, well put. All right, so listen, we've got to take what we can get out of this market.
Absolutely. Yeah, we also were 2% up for the year, which is not the best we've been, right?
No.
And this rand, just, it's...
What's going on there?
Continually staying weaker. It's about 13.44 last time I checked. And, you know, to think that, what, a week ago, just barely a week ago, it was below 13. It was like 12.60 or something.
Hmm.
So we're not doing great. We're not helping ourselves.
Thank you, Anthea.
My pleasure.
We will see you tomorrow.
We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
This is CliffCentral.com.